This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show is designed to shine a spotlight on local business as a driving force in our lives. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to see or hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. With President Jim Cipriani of Systems Personnel for this segment. And Jim, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Randy.
What can you tell me about Systems Personnel? Who are you? What do you do?
Systems Personnel is a leading staffing and recruiting company in Buffalo. We're in the business of getting people jobs. Our mission is improving lives through employment. And people pay us fees because we can find them talent that other people can't.
And is there a particular group that seems to be lacking currently in Buffalo? A certain section of the labor force that you're trying to fill?
Yeah, our specialty is in the technology, finance, and human resources field. So we're filling more of the professional services role for our major clients in the area. But as we talk about the labor shortage, of course, there's a shortage across the board.
And what kind of qualifications do people need for these things? Is that one of the first things that you guys kind of look at or help out with?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. The clients are always coming to us looking for a laundry list of skills and qualifications. And in the tight labor market, it is becoming more and more difficult to find this laundry list. So our advice to our clients is to try and identify the minimum skill set as necessary, and then to try and look awfully hard at the personality traits and the cultural fit of the individual, because in the end, that's where the fit really comes from. The adage is that we hire people for what they know and we fire them for who they are. And the smarter employers in any market, let alone this tighter labor market, are those who are not trying to hire just necessarily for skills, but for those people who best fit with their culture and environment.
Yeah, and on that point, it seems like that would be very important for you guys to make sure that you do, because you need that success rate to keep generating more business for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Or we stand behind our placements, so if someone hires somebody from Systems Personnel, they don't work out, we're refunding it or finding a replacement for them, and that's not good business for anyone. So trying to do it right the first time around is what it's all about.
Now, typically, walk me through what a scenario would be. Like a company comes to you, or individual would come to you looking to fill spot or spots?
The former. So most often, the 99% of the time, the organizations are coming to us because they're having trouble finding someone they can't find. Our companies are either large companies who have their own human resources department, who they're just too busy, or there's a specialty niche sort of a position that needs filled, and they come to us because we're expert at finding these people that other people can't. Then we deploy our proprietary smart sourcing methodology, which is our way of finding people, put a team of people on that, and work to bring in an adequate number of candidates to work through the process. And then it really just becomes a large funnel. We try and start with 100 people who either can do the job or lead us to somebody who can do the job. Then we screen it down to 50 people who can. We bring in and we face-to-face interview 12 of them, and then our clients might see two or three that are the choicest of those that we've gone through for them.
And what's the difference between the staffing and recruiting ends of what you do? I mean, it should be pretty self-evident, but explain it for people.
For the folks out there, the staffing part of it is when a client will use us to find an employee that they hire as a direct hire of their company, and they'll pay us a one-time fee for doing it. That's the recruiting side of things. The staffing side of it is when we do temporaries or contract workforce, and our business is divided 50-50. We do about half of our revenue from folks who are using us to recruit and find people for themselves as a direct hire of their company, or the other half of it as people who come to us, we'll find the folks, we'll put them on as our employee, pay their salary, perhaps taxes, all the insurance and benefits, and then lease them out to our clients. And that'll be done either for a project or for some sort of a temp to hire scenario. But that's the difference between recruiting and staffing.
Talking with Jim Cipriani, who is president of Systems Personnel on Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. And probably should step back a second and go over how long you guys have been in business.
Yeah, we've been in business for 22 years in Buffalo. My father and I quit our jobs simultaneously in 1996 in order to start Systems Personnel. And we've grown into be one of the leaders in the area.
And so you have certainly seen some changes over the years. Sure. When you first started out, what kind of jobs were you placing and how does that compare with now?
Yeah. So when we first started out in 1996, we anticipated a need for information technology professionals based upon Y2K, which was actually a number of digits in the year problem that needed to be solved in computer systems across the land, or they were predicted to shut down on January 1st, 2000. And that really turned out to be quite a bust, but we found ourselves on the very beginning parts of the technology boom and the internet boom. And so we ran long and hard and have been doing technology placements ever since. And then our practice began to broaden. We saw the need for finance professionals in our clients. So we quickly began placing finance professionals. We're now the leading placement agency at least three of the largest finance departments in the city of Buffalo. We saw the boom in healthcare spending, and so therefore our healthcare practice was started then, and we place people across the country now in the healthcare field. And of course, we're always calling on human resources professionals, so we'll place a number of human resources professionals and more engineers, and we're out doing supply chain now and procurement and other general management skills. So what started as a specialty has kind of broadened into a company that can help people find people they can't find on their own, no matter what the skill set.
Well, then, either out of those three areas you listed, mm-hmm. Finance professionals, healthcare, human resources, or something else, which one of those job types is generally more difficult for you to fill?
I think the most difficult for anyone to fill these days are probably the technology positions. So data is running organizations more and more, whether you're a manufacturing organization or a service organization or a healthcare organization. And there's just a tremendous demand and a shortage for qualified information technology professionals. As you've seen with a lot of data and security breaches, there's a tremendous demand for information security professionals that is just prolific. It's all over and people can't find them. Data scientists, data governance. So IT and engineering is probably what our clients are finding the most difficult and probably what they're turning more and more to agencies to try and find for them. But that doesn't mean that in the general population, there's not a shortage across the board. So, you know, whether you are looking at the skills trades or truck drivers, or the finance profession, or healthcare, or home care, or even general managers, there's a general shortage across the board.
And one of the things I've noted is that Buffalo as a city has changed into more of a hub with the financials being a big, big part of what's going on here with all the other changes. So maybe a little bit on the impact this is having on area businesses.
Yeah, the labor shortage is having a major impact on business. I mean, it's not too hard to imagine that if you can't get people, you can't either push your product or service out the door. So if you're not producing product to the level that you need to, or if you're not satisfying the customers to the level you need to, you're going to have major revenue impact. You'll either delay or lose revenue. And so, you know, if you can't find your people, it is really a crippling thing for a business. They may lose their competitive advantage. A competitor may beat them to market on a product or a service. There are companies that we work with in the banking and healthcare industry that are highly regulated. And if they're not hitting regulatory deadlines, there are financial and other ramifications for them. If you're a company and you can't invest in research and development or you can't create a new product or a new service, you're going to find yourself at a major disadvantage. So this is a big problem.
And necessarily then you have to stay on top of those regulations so you know exactly how to place and who to place.
That is, it is perpetually dynamic, and what we need to kind of keep our eyes and ears open for in terms of trends is important for our business. What we really find ourselves at the pinnacle of is those skill sets that are the hardest to find. So people will most readily use us when they have the most difficulty finding the individuals themselves, and so trying to figure out where the trends are and what those areas of specialty are and to stay out in front of them is a big part of how we run systems personnel.
And I pretty much that answers where I was going to go next, because we talked about the impact on area businesses from all that's going on, and then the next thing I was going to say is what you guys can do about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just what systems personnel can do about it, but what our community at large can be done about it. And that's the million-dollar question, right? What is it that can be done to find good people in a short labor market? And And the operative word there is good people, right? It's not just people. And, you know, too often these days, with unemployment being so low, it's at about a 4.5% in Buffalo right now, clients are settling for the best of what they can find. So it's the best of the unemployed, a warm body, that kind of a thing. And hiring poorly is often a bigger and more costly problem than not hiring at all. So, you know, when you take a look at what's happening in the economy with the unemployment rate so low, with the jobless claims at the lowest it's been in 44 years, you've got this kind of microeconomic climate that's creating this shortage, which is affecting everyone. But there's kind of a bigger, a macro picture, the demographics of the retiring baby boomers, which is exasperating this problem. So there are 10,000 baby boomers retiring, hitting the age of 65, which is retirement age, every single day. And the oldest of the baby boomers started hitting 65 years old in 2011. So we're only in a seventh year of an 18-year problem, which is a larger long-term picture of a labor shortage. So employers had better have a solid plan for it. And I believe that in any problem that's big or endemic like this, it's important to look both long-term and short-term. So in the long-term, organizations are and should be looking toward automation and the use of technology to reduce the number of people that they need. So whether it be robotics in a manufacturing organization or using a self-service web presence to be able to take care of your clients or to be able to help part of your business, the idea of using technology to need fewer people is important. Outsourcing is another thing that we see our clients doing all the time. If I can't build the team, I'll just hire a vendor to do it or go offshore and try and get it done. And although that can be somewhat of a help, it creates issues of its own. So anybody who is using offshore resources or probably any sort of outsourcing, our clients are experiencing quality issues, there are communication issues, and whether you're actually managing an in-house or out-of-house, it still takes leadership and effort to manage your vendors. So there are some long-term things that can be done. But in the short run, I think that what employers should be looking to do is to figure out a way to appeal better to the millennials, right? So these millennials, for instance, are attached to their phones. 72% of them are using the phone to try and look for their jobs. So you had better have a mobile web presence and a mobile job board. I think that's important. You need to be branding your organization as a mission-driven organization that's going to provide the autonomy that this upcoming generation is looking for. So, and you need to be looking closely at your social reputation as a client. And this social reputation management is a concept that I believe employers should be looking at more and more. And what I mean by that is just take a look at what people are saying about you on Glassdoor, which is a website that people provide feedback on how well the company treats its employees. Or, you know, make it a point of driving your Google reviews, because these up-and-coming millennials and the younger generation are looking closely at your organizations before they even decide to apply or come there. So I think that those are the things that can be done. And I mentioned earlier that it's important to start to look to hire the personality traits of the person that you need. So I think organizations need to be able to consider hiring the right kinds of person for personality and fit and beginning to build or train those skill sets they need in the long run, because in the end, I think that's a good long-term strategy. And of course, if all else fails, then I'm going to recommend that they come to systems personnel so we can find them something they can't find on their own.
Perfect. That was where I was going to go next, is how do people get in touch with you? What's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, I think systemspersonnel.com, SYSTEMSPERSONNEL.com.
Fair enough. Jim, thank you very much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Randy.
That's Jim Cipriani, president of Systems Personnel. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.